Hilariously Melbourne. Choosing Fifi, Feb and Nick for your mornings is almost as easy as choosing the right electricity provider. Lumo has low electricity rates and is 100% Aussie owned. Join Lumo today.
Do you remember, I'm going to take you back to a show we did on August 25th. What's the date today?
20th of October.
Back on August 25th, I was sort of gloating. There is something, I'm becoming more organised as I get older, but there's one element in my life that I'm always organised with, and I do sometimes sort of brag about it. You've known me a long time, you know this. It might blow Nick's mind. So I've done all my Christmas shopping.
That's now.
Yes, I do this every year. Middle of the year, I get it all, and November, December is not stressful. It's the I really think everyone should do this. So, I'm very proud of that. And it just takes that last minute rush. Because I think I used to rush and I went, I don't like this feeling. I want to get it done.
Put so much pressure on Boxy when you rush because it wrecks the night before because you're wrapping and it's a nightmare.
But, unfortunately, this is not working for me at the moment because for two reasons. One, I was having a chat with Trix, who I'm hoping is not listening. I don't think she is. She will be getting ready for school on homeschooling. But
she's eight?
Yeah, she's eight. Yep. And so I get her list in early to Santa and I get her to write the list. And I was just checking it off with her the other day, just saying, just checking, because she hadn't been playing. She's writing to her Chelsea and Barbie dolls, really likes playing with them. And she's got a really, that active imagination where she makes little movies with them. Mm-hmm. And I just noticed she hadn't been playing with them for a while. And I just said, oh, you still want that Dreamtopia, the Barbie with the unicorn, because... ready to go. And she said, no, not really anymore. I think I've moved on from that.
Good. I'll take that off your hands.
Well, that's a problem. So no, it's not. That's already gone.
And you've done Fev's Christmas shopping.
Mate, Toby will be wrapped.
Well, you're welcome. Then the other thing is, so we've just been through isolation for a couple of weeks, which is really tough for kids, as is lockdown. And I have noticed that what I've been doing over lockdown, but I really stepped it up with isolation. It can be tough and we have tough days and there might be a day where Trix isn't hearing from one of her little mates on her face. They do little FaceTime chats or she's just a bit flat. And I'm that parent where I
bringing
go,
them out.
Would you like a little pick-me-up?
Oh.
So what I've realised since August 25th, though, through all that time in lockdown, she's had a few too many pick-me-ups. And I've gone back to my Christmas cupboard. It's sort of all going.
Gone, and, no.
And I just went, what's happened here? I've been going into the lolly jar and now the lolly jar is getting quite empty and all that preparation, I've almost got to start again, but I don't even want to have that many toys. It's too much. Nick, I know you're disgusted.
No.
We've done the same. We've done the same thing. Toby's been getting heaps of stuff that she had for Christmas, but... just buy more.
That seems...
Well, that's what you're going to do, though.
I get. Because you were watching her at the park, Fev. Well, you weren't watching her and she fell off the thing and broke her arm. So I understand. You've had to bribe her. Don't tell Mum anything.
She told Mum straight away. But she said a kid pushed her, thank God. Didn't say that Dad was off talking to the mums. But anyway.
But I've got to stop this in general. And I'm finding because, and I think, I hope other parents feel the same way. There's something about this tough period for kids. Homeschooling is difficult. They're stuck. They've been stuck in at the home. And you feel sorry for them that you give them what they want. Because this even happened last night for dinner. I was making dinner and I just baked some banana choc chip muffins.
Good dinner.
No, they were for dessert and also just for snacks across the day. But they were sitting there. Anyway, Daisy's come. It's like 4:45. I'm making dinner. Daisy's come up to the kitchen bench and gone, muffin, muffin, muffin. And I'm like, okay, one. Because she'll crack it if I don't give her one. So I gave her a muffin and then
now the door's open.
I know.
Yeah.
It's like the Christmas presents.
So then she's come back. I'm like dishing the plate up. Muffin, muffin. I'm gone, no, sweetie, you're having dinner. Cracked it. Okay, there's a muffin. I have another muffin. She's had three muffins before dinner. I just can't say no to them at the moment.
Yeah, I do the same thing, bro. I'm with you.
Yeah, but we're building a rod for our own
If you need a hand with saying no, here's how it works. Muffin, no. sorted.
Nah, you can't say no. They're poor little innocent face.
No, no, they get shattered. That's what life's about, Charlie.
No, it's not. You don't want to learn. You don't want a kid to be shattered early. Make shatter them later on. They get shattered later on in life.
I can't break them.
Oh, I told Charlie we're in lockdown because he didn't cover his mouth when he sneezed. So
101.9 The Fox.
You know, we feel like through lockdown, just trying to entertain ourselves constantly. What's new on the telly? What can we stay in and watch? Well, from today, a fantastic new Australian-made series. It's called Spreadsheet. It's streaming exclusively on Paramount Plus. And if you are an adult, a mature adult, not a kid, and you are trying to find love in the world of dating apps, etc., I think you're going to love this.
Finding it hard to meet someone nice.
I don't want to meet someone nice.
Well, I suppose the options are limited out there, you know, by our age.
Tonight it is Hayden 33, ex-rugby player, Barma Go.
Hot, not needy, and no strings.
It ticks all the boxes.
Was he worth a repeat?
Maybe. Maybe tap.
I will add one.
There was something I wanted to tell you. I'm seeing someone.
And I take it you're seeing lots of stuff.
Another time.
When are you free?
I'll just take my
spreadsheet. Starring the fabulous English actress, Catherine Parkinson. She's wonderful, but no, Parko. We don't want to speak to her. We want to speak to one of the other stars because he's our very good mate, Stephen Curry. Cuzza, welcome back to the show.
Legends. How are you going?
Oh, good, so bro. Good just to hear your voice.
Mate, it's just, you know what? It's good to hear your voice and good to hear Mr. Vane. I mean, who knew? Who knew I was going to start today listening to Mr. Vane?
Did that take you back, Cuzza? Because I'm going to, I'm going to go back to when I was going to nightclubs and hearing that, like Silvers and Tok H and Carousel.
Yeah.
You and your brothers, Kittens. I was checking, I was watching you guys, Ned's Vindaloo.
Yeah.
The same era, I was watching you on stage.
Mr. Vane, we're going, are we talking 93, Mr. Vane, I think?
Yeah.
I think around about the Ace of Base time, it really did bring me back.
I'll check my smash hit CDs. I'll get back to you.
Yeah. I think I had a cassette of the 93 cassette. It was beautiful. Yeah.
Oh, now, cuz, let's talk about this. This
let's
is
do.
Fantastic. I it's love fun. It so much. I'm two weps in. And you're.
Yeah, and I've finally arrived.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I should say, spoiler alert, I'm not even in the first episode. So it gets just fast forward through that and it gets better after episode two.
It certainly does. Yeah. And Lauren, she's the lead and played by the... Oh, see, I love Catherine Parkinson.
Catherine Parkinson is one of my absolute heroes. She's so good. And how about this? You know they say don't meet your heroes?
Yeah.
Meet Catherine Parkinson. She is... a champion person. Like, she's the best.
See, people might know her from... See, I loved her in Doc Martin when she was a young receptionist for Martin Clunes.
Yep, the IT crowd.
Wow. Yes.
She's been in so many things and she's just a lovely, lovely human.
Now, it's about... Now, she plays a divorced mother, so she's a single mum, back on the dating scene.
Yep.
And it is a lot about dating apps. And one thing that I know about you, because the whole time I've known you, which is a couple of decades now, you've been with your beautiful wife, Nads.
I have, yes.
So you...
Wouldn't it be awkward if I told you we've just split up?
Oh, man, that would be the best. Good headline.
It's happened before. That happened last year. It was a very awkward chat with Nazeem Hussain. Anyway,
That was...
Oh, it was terrible.
Yeah, that was awful.
Take me back to that.
Naz is married again, though.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, turn around.
Oh, fuck. What?
He got through his spreadsheet, I think.
Anyway, back to you, because, see, you've never lived through dating apps.
No,
Tinder.
I haven't, mate.
How do you reckon you'd go?
I'd be terrible. I met Nazzy, 21 years ago. There was no social media. There were no dating apps. I would be lost. I mean, I was no good at picking up anyway. Picking up? Is they even called picking up anymore? I don't know. Sorry, that sounds like
get
an
one.
Old man talking.
Get one. Pick
get
up.
One. Get one. There.
Come on, bro. Back
God,
in the day.
Beautiful. Get one. I've never managed to get one, unfortunately. And so I think, I don't know what I'd do. Do you swipe? Which way do you swipe? Right
or left? Just depends on your taste.
I met a dude a couple of years ago who had a little app on his phone that would automatically swipe right for him. So it would just swipe. It seems so kind of predatory, doesn't it, really?
It does.
And you'd basically just go, he goes, it's a numbers game, mate, and you should see how many people swipe right back. It's like, what? What are you talking about? Letting your phone decide who you're going to date. This has gone bonkers.
Now, cuz, you play an ex NRL player, is that right? Matt?
And I wish it was, no. No, there is an ex NRL player, and my brother Bernie actually plays a.
Oh, he plays it.
Player.
But you're recently divorced as well on this.
I'm recently divorced. I play a paramedic.
And you go on a path of self-discovery. So when I played footy and got divorced and finished footy, I went on a path of self-destruction.
Right.
But
well,
what did
when,
you?
As we've
what was your hobby?
You slapped my very good friend Dave Lawson in the face at the Brownlow. That was quite a night.
Yeah, mate. I can't really remember too much about that. It wasn't the only thing I was slapping that night. I was off.
What's my weirdest hobby?
No, what are your hobbies? You go on a path of self-discovery and you're trying to find things to do. So what's a weird hobby
so
you
Matt,
got?
Matt goes into, he wants to make kefir, he wants to do macrame. I think he's in series two, he'll probably head into decoupage. but he's kind of like, he wants a relationship, you see, and Lauren wants anything but. So he wants to kind of do decoupage together and spoon, and she's just not into the spoon. She doesn't want to be spooning.
What about, you just mentioned it, because your brother Bernie is in it too. How do you two go when you're on set together?
It's kind of ridiculous. Well, you know, when we were in The King together, I had to hit on him. That was weird. So once you've done that on screen, you can pretty much do anything. In this show, spoiler alert, she roots him in a car and then goes upstairs and roots me.
Oh,
so
wow.
There you go. It's really something. Dad's going to be really weird.
Nev,
can't wait to tune in.
Yeah. My dad, how about this? He's losing his marbles a little bit, I think, because we were sitting at a family dinner, and he goes, this is when you're back when you could have family dinners. Yeah. And he goes, apropos of nothing, right? Nothing, nothing at all. He just said, I don't like monkeys. If I had my way, I'd shoot the lot of them. So I don't know. I don't know if he's the best person to talk to about these things, but he's going to love me and Bernie.
He wasn't in the queue for zoo tickets when they opened up yesterday, were they? I'd be a bit worried. Don't let him in.
He's not allowed in there anymore. No way.
Oh, cuz, we love anything you do. And just seeing you back on our screens. Don't miss Spreadsheet. It's out today. Paramount Plus, a fantastic series.
Yep.
And we can't wait till we can actually open the studios and get you back in here again.
Mate, I can't wait to be in there. Bring it on. As soon as it's open, have me in. I want to chat to you.
Yes.
I want to see you.
That interview had a bit of Brownlows about it, Boxy.
Yes, it did.
1019, The Fox.
Now, I'm slowly recovering, as I think a lot of other Melburnians are, particularly parents. And I did get a lot of messages actually on Instagram. A lot of people DM'd me yesterday when they heard the announcement that I heard yesterday. They were as devastated as me.
Yellow Wiggle, Emma Watkins quits the group.
No.
Yeah, she's focusing on her study.
She can study on the side.
I don't know if you can.
What do you mean she's out? You can't get out of the Wiggles.
What do you mean?
Because you just
it's
can't.
Not a gang.
Do you know how many Emma dolls I've got in the house?
I know, I've seen them.
Hold on, they're going to be worth heaps.
You're laughing, I don't want to talk anymore. This has flattened me. Now I just feel sick. I open up Emma. The irreplaceable Emma. Certainly not. Did not tell the girls and won't. I can't get away with Trixie for long, I realise. I recognise that's a hurdle at 8. That's going to get out. But Daisy never has to know. So she's 2 and I've got everything. They're going to keep streaming all the Emma shows. Mm. I'll get them on DVD if I have to. I just realised the kids never have to know she left. I mean, there is the new girl that's going to pop up.
You've got to tell her. What if you take her to the concert and then the new girl pops up?
Do you know, I want to talk about the new girl and I want to celebrate her. She looks fantastic. She's a phenomenal dancer. I am going to quickly refer to Leon for a second. The name of the new Wiggle? Look, he's staring at me.
See hi?
See hi. Okay, excellent. See hi. She looks fabulous. And what surprised me the most was she's 16. She's in year 10, Fev.
What a legend. She left some good tuck money.
Well, the only thing I...
Super duper's on CI, gang.
The only thing about CI is, though, so she's in year 10, she's 16. The main component of being a Wiggle, which a lot of people don't realise, is the touring. So they're on the road 8 months a year.
Homeschool, bro.
16-year-old on the road for 8 months.
Australians are used to it. Just homeschool.
Yeah, I guess she is, isn't she?
Yeah, that's true.
I've already got their new song.
Yeah.
When she comes out for all the new kids. Say hi to see hi.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be say hi to see hi. So they get a little jingle in their head.
Oh, Fev, that will be. Of course that's the song. Of course that's the song.
Surely. Anyway, that's actually, chat.
Imagine if Fev ends up becoming like a massive writer. For the Wiggle
Can I patent that? Can we quickly copyright that? Quickly?
No. You know, say hi to see hi.
We were actually, Fee, I hate to tell you this. I don't want to kick a person while they're down, but we were going to have Emma on today.
What?
Yeah. We wanted you to have a chat. But you just kept texting her and now it's just dropped out.
Two messages. Right, it was two messages.
That's yeah, she was actually scheduled to come on the show this after, this morning. But
it's not because of me. We message each other all the time. We're fine. I mean, she didn't get back to me yesterday, but
she had a bit on.
Are you worried, V?
What?
You've got to tell the girls. It's not North Korea. You can't just make up a story and just stick, you know. You got to tell her. Or is it going to be like that in your house when they finally learn? Everyone has to keep crying.
I'm an in-denial parent, and I actually think lockdown's helped that because they haven't been out to see the world. I can tell them anything's happening. I mean, I realise that's all coming to an end.
I'll give you one tip, guys. Never tell your kids anything. Let them learn for themselves. When they get upset, you'll be a shoulder to cry on, and they think you're the best. If you break their heart, they'll hate you.
What did you read that off?
I didn't read off anything. It's just the way I go, bro. It's the way I roll.
This juice turned you into a grandma.
They're going to find out off their friends.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Some people we haven't talked about for a while. Let's chat royal family. Meghan, Harry, Wills and Lizzie. Let's start with Lizzie. Now, she's approaching her the big event. It's her Jubilee, her platinum jubilee.
Wow.
That's phenomenal, isn't it? That is, how many years is that?
Ages.
Oh, man. Because it's
long
silver
time, bro.
What's the platinum jubilee quickly?
Maybe 70? 70?
70 years. No, she's 95 and she was inducted when she was about 19, 20. So
yeah,
70 years.
Yeah, 70 years, yeah.
70 years as the monarch. She's fabulous. She's 95 and what a woman and what she's endured over the last year. Let's say 2 years with Harry and Meghan, the situation with her son Andrew, apparently her favourite son. I mean, that's not
Philip,
fun for her.
Oh, that's rough. Surely
she's
not
lost
still.
Her husband, her partner of nearly more than 70 years. Really tough. And things have just gotten a bit tougher for her because the Platinum Jubilee is in June 2022. And apparently the royal doctors have prescribed an alcohol-free lead-up to that. So she's been denied any alcohol.
Shreds
so
on.
She gets there. Just
the
so she gets there.
Shreds on. Well, I don't know. It's an interesting one. They're saying, and I love this, this is the quote, Her Majesty will only imbibe water and soft drinks. The alcohol is gone. Her doctors want to make sure she is as fit and healthy as possible. Her Majesty's favourite drink is a dry martini, which is also her son Prince Charles's drink of choice. Right.
Doesn't she get on it every night? Like she has a couple?
Yeah, she drinks at lunch too.
Lunch as well. She loves
it.
She
has a wine at lunch.
Keeps her going.
They've said she's not a big drinker, but I would say, now I've seen the Queen in the last 6 months. I saw a photo of her riding a horse. I will point out she's 95. I've seen her driving her big Jeep through wherever that is in Balmoral.
Big Rangy.
Whatever she's doing, let her keep doing it.
Yeah.
You would stop her doing
stop
whatever
that.
She's doing it right.
100%.
Oh, yes,
give her a bottle of vodka.
Now, I've just had this pointed out to me.
That does sound like something a person that's drank a lot has done, though. It's like, oh, look, Nan's on the horse again.
Get back on the horse.
Apparently 4 drinks a day is what she would usually have.
Yeah. At 95, that's a lot.
Yeah, and don't mess with... Like, don't
That's
mess
what
with
I mean
what's
it.
Working. There's
I know,
no
if I don't drink for a certain amount of time and then you have 4 beers, you're half pissed.
But her system might be used to that now. I don't think they should mess with anything.
No.
I just think she's doing
a great
job. If
anything happens, it's on them.
And with what she's gone through over the last 12 months, I think she needs those 4 drinks a day. To escape.
I would have upped it. I would have read the paper and I might bump that to 10, 12.
101.9 The Fox.
We often on this show like to talk about intergalactic encounters.
Yes.
Yes. And you, good way to bring me back. And about. Here we go.
Aliens. Now,
one thing we didn't touch on last week, which was did get my attention and we never discussed it on the show, was Demi Lovato. She's an interesting one, Demi. I went to watch her when I was in LA once. She was on a show called Sunny Side Up and I was in the studio audience watching that get filmed one day.
You love a studio audience, don't you?
Really?
Yes.
Just loves an applause.
Just loves it. She was on one once. She got interviewed. Ooh.
And I did watch. So I saw Demi in person, which was a lot younger. But she's an interesting woman. And at the moment, she has made headlines because she's talked about the term aliens. And she doesn't think that should be used because it might offend extraterrestrials to be called an alien, because alien can sometimes be a negative, there can be negative connotations to that. So she has suggested that they should be called, I think it was extraterrestrialists. Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, it was an unnecessary debate that she instigated, and I'm bringing that up because I reckon this would be a mate of hers, Miley Cyrus. Miley Cyrus, this has just resurfaced. She did do an interview not long ago where she claimed that she had had a terrifying run-in with a UFO.
Did she?
Yes, that left her shaken for days. Can I talk you through the bizarre encounter?
Down.
Well, yeah, the look.
101.9, The Fox.
Hard to take something seriously from Miley in this circumstance.
Did it come in like a wrecking ball?
Best thing she's
He's
ever
back.
Done that. She said, I had an experience. I was driving through the San Bernardino. No, Bella. Through San Bernardino.
I looked at the
friend,
Hollywood sign.
And I got chased down by some sort of UFO. So I'm pretty sure about what I saw. Oh, but she did actually just say, but I'd also bought weed wax from a guy
yeah,
in a van.
Bang. Told you.
There you go.
There it is.
But she still, even though she may have been influenced by marijuana at the time, she's still claiming she saw a UFO.
We don't want to talk a drug talk, but when people take like trips and stuff, which is awful stuff, don't they say that they see stuff like that? Aliens and UFOs and people come and take them. They go to another place
well,
in their brain.
Well, there's hallucinogenics. I know they probably make people see things that aren't there.
You two both sound like people who just do this all the time but are trying to really badly cover it up. Hallucinogenics?
No, I've never taken it. I've always wanted to. I just never have. I've always wanted to.
Mate, they call
do it
a
when...
pot trip.
No, mates used to do it when I was at school, and they because I was all about footy. They used to say, "Oh, they take it like one of those pills, like stupid." And I never done it, but yeah.
And now you sound like a PSA ad that's like, "Hey kids, there's only one pill for Brendan Favola, the red pill,
red
the
one.
Sheriff." Fans at the G, say no to drugs.
Now we don't want to talk about what you may have seen under the influence. We want to know 131060. Have you had an encounter with an extraterrestrial or a UFO? Do you think you've seen one? Mm. And I know we've done this on the show before, and we have had some fantastic calls. There's a pocket, I think, in Glen Waverley, or is it Bayswater, where I reckon they've seen a couple. And it's when you hear people from the same area, you go, well, maybe there was something in the sky that night. 131060, you will not be laughed at, I guarantee, but please tell us. Have you seen a UFO? Miley Cyrus has claimed that she was driving through San Bernardino in the US with a friend and got chased down by a UFO. Demi Lovato believes so strongly in extraterrestrials, she has said we should stop referring to them as aliens.
Yeah.
Well, they're out
because
there.
Because that's derogatory.
You're naive to say they're not.
But imagine if that's what's upset them, they finally land on Earth. Just the lid on the thing opens up. They're like, I'm offended. You go, oh, come on. More than this.
They might be offended that you think they speak like that.
Everyone's offended, aren't they? Luke
100%.
In Cockatoo. Hey, Luke.
Hey, how you going?
Yeah, good, Luke. Luke, we can't wait for this. Please tell us. What happened?
I used to be in Arborist a few years ago, and we were on our way to a job in Turidon doing like 100 Ks down like the freeway. And we had this sphere, like, hover, like, you know, chase the truck next to us in the passenger window for maybe 7 or 8 seconds, and then it just shot off. And we still, like, with the bloke in the truck, we still don't know what it was. It was just...
Was it a Monday morning?
No, it wasn't a Monday morning. Yeah. If it was a Monday, I could probably explain it, but...
So it was a sphere, Luke. Like, what colour was the sphere?
just like a black, dark sphere that just, like, didn't have any wings or any, like, propellers or nothing. And still, the bloke that saw it with me denies everything, and he refuses to tell anyone because they think he's going to be crazy. So,
now, Luke, when you say you're an arborist, do you mean you sort of cut into a few trees here and there if you get my drift? Is it?
Yeah, it's not those sorts of trees, though.
Okay.
I believe you, Luke. I'm with you. Do you know what, though? See, sometimes I think there are things that people see, but they're not what they think they are. Because did you read the story on the weekend? Did you know China have set off this proper nuclear weapon that went around the world? It just went around past every country.
Missed everything.
Well, it missed everything, thank goodness. But
where's it gone?
Well, it landed somewhere. Mm. But it was a sneaky nuclear weapon that just went around the circumference of the earth.
You can't be doing laps with a nuclear weapon.
No, I often think that now. I listen to that, but when you go to bed at night, you go, oh, God, what happens if they just press that button? Because Donald Trump was close to pressing that nuclear button.
But that's why, Feb, I like us being out here in the
Middle of nowhere.
In the Pacific Ocean on our own. In a way. Well, we've got the Kiwis and we've got Papua New Guinea and Indonesia, but I just feel like we're away. I just want ScoMo to stay out of all that stuff. Just nod.
Come home.
When you go to the UN, just nod.
Yeah.
Just go, yeah, cool. But just stay out of it.
Yeah. Come home.
I don't want to be a target.
Just nod. Just nod. Over there at the G20. Did you? ScoMo, yeah, just nodded. Gave a thumbs up when this.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Yes, and it was a very special day in Melbourne yesterday for Vera in Keilor Downs. She turned 101, and we would like to wish her a happy birthday. Vera, happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Oh, Vera, we were so rapt when we were speaking to you last year, and it's wonderful to have you back on the show for your 101st. What did you do yesterday to celebrate?
Well, mostly phone calls because we couldn't have a lot of visitors.
Aww.
So I had phone calls all day.
Oh, that's lovely.
Vera, it's Fev here. We did speak to you last year to wish you a happy 100th birthday, and I asked you the question, did you receive a letter from the Queen? Now, have you got that yet?
Oh, yes. I got Daniel. I've just got
too
many.
Oh, that's lovely.
Got too many letters.
Where is your letter from the Queen, Vera? Do you have it on the mantelpiece?
The fridge.
Yes.
Up on the mantelpiece.
Oh, that's wonderful. And Vera, tell us, what have you been doing? Well, obviously, we've been in lockdown, so you haven't been doing much, but have you been seeing your daughter, Janet?
Yes, well, I'm with Janet. I'm living with Janet, so at the moment. But she's wonderful. I wouldn't be here without her.
Oh, we love Janet too. In fact, Vera, do you want to put Janet on?
Okay, good. Good morning.
Oh, Janet, aren't you a wonderful daughter? And we love speaking to your mum.
She's a wonderful mother, yeah.
Oh, I know.
What do you get your mum, Janet, for her 101th birthday? She's had everything. What could you possibly buy her?
The biggest treat for the day was I asked her last week what she wanted for dinner. I said, you can have anything in the world. I'll order in from the best restaurant or buy your fish and chips, whatever you want. She just wanted a roast chicken and gravy dinner. So,
oh, bang.
If that's the secret, I'm getting to 101.
I don't know what the secret is. She's a very late sleeper in the morning, but, yeah, she's wonderful. Very slow in her walking, but bloody 110% on her mentality. Remembers everything. Bit slow, but remembers everything. So that's awesome.
What's the plan? Lockdown ends tomorrow night at 11:59 p.m. Are you going anywhere on the weekend? Sure, 101.
Yeah. Nightclub.
You get to bump anyone's booking.
12:01, we're going to party hard.
Yes!
I'll put Mum in the car and we'll be off. No, today's big plan is we're having a drive-by here, so we've got lots of friends and
vendettas.
Family that are allowed to come past. We've had to warn the neighbours because there'll be lots of cars in the street.
Oh, so, fantastic.
Does Vera have a drink still? Does she have any, like a nightcap or anything?
Cup of tea.
Cup of tea.
Cup of tea. That's how exciting she is.
Oh, no, she's very exciting. We loved catching up with Vera and you too, Janet. Will you give Vera a big cuddle for us? And we hope she has a wonderful day today.
Thank you. And look at the weather today. It's just glorious out here.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
It
perfect.
Yeah. Thank you very much for ringing. I'll pop Mum on to say goodbye.
Oh, yes. Excellent.
Goodbye. And can I have your recipe for being so happy first thing in the morning?
Oh, Vera, we need your recipes, Vera.
Coffee.
You're just so bright and happy. And I'm sitting here, you know, giving me a soak every now and again.
Well, Vera, you have a wonderful day. We know you've got lots of people driving by to wish you happy birthday. And we'll speak to you in a year for your 102nd.
Okay.
Okay. Good. Bye, Vera.
What a legend.
Bye-bye. Hilariously Melbourne. Phoebe, Bev and Nick are powered by Lumo Energy. Join for the low electricity rates. Stay to win free electricity credits in the ultimate power draw. Join Australian-owned Lumo today. 101.